Eric Detweiler.
And I'm Holla Herbley.
And we are here to introduce the Zeugma Podcast,
a podcast broadcast by the Digital Writing and Research Lab at the University of Texas at Austin.
This is a lab that explores digital media and ways to incorporate digital media into pedagogy, teaching, research, and life.
Yeah, we have five projects going in the lab this year. One group publishes the Journal for Undergraduate Multimedia Publications, or the JUMP.
We have Currents in Electronic Literacy, another journal that's more rhetoric based and sort of theoretically based, and it's published annually.
We have one group, Viz, who publishes a blog on visual rhetoric. Gaming Pedagogy explores links between the teaching of rhetoric and using video games and other sorts of games to accomplish that teaching.
Right. All very interesting stuff. And of course, there's us, the audiovisual group, and our task for this year is to create these wonderful podcasts for you, our audience.
And we are a group of six graduate students, intrepid graduate students, in a variety of disciplines, linguistics, literature, and rhetoric. And we are here to blow your minds.
Yeah, totally. We're going to tickle your brains. Gross.
Ooh. Yeah. Just wait for our zombie podcast.
Yeah, awesome.
That's not, maybe that will be a thing. Who knows?
Yeah, let's do that. Zombies.
So the reason we decided to title this podcast Zeugma was, first of all, because it's a word that sounds pretty cool. It's got the oo, it's got the z at the beginning. Zeugma.
Right?
It rolls off the tongue.
It is. It's all Greek.
Yeah, it is all Greek.
It's all Greek.
Oh, what are we
talking
about? Yeah.
But the other thing is that a zeugma is a figure of speech, maybe?
I would say it was a literary device.
A literary device.
But that's because I'm a literary person.
How about a rhetorical device? Because
here we are doing
a podcast and rhetoric.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, it is a figure of speech. A figure of speech in which, once again, I'm quoting Wikipedia here.
Okay.
Two or more parts of a sentence are joined with a single common verb or noun.
That is very concise.
That is pretty concise. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Maybe a better way to explain it is to have some examples.
Okay, you might think that we were going to go to like Homer or Shakespeare or something here, but this is something that comes up in like...
They quote the digital underground, the Humpty Dance.
Right, right.
Excellent.
And we've got, at least on Wikipedia, we've got some quotes from Star Trek, from Twin Peaks.
As you can hear from the ambient sound around me, and I notice with some relief that the Icelandic group staying on my floor have either checked or passed out.
So we're doing pretty good here. This is something that you probably use every day without even thinking about it.
This is why Wikipedia is awesome and why it's also a form of technology.
Oh, oh my gosh, you just bridged that gap.
Oh my.
The two parts that we are attempting to join under a single heading in our Zeugma are rhetoric and technology,
which we're going to be sort of moving back and forth between in this podcast, linking up, using the two to talk about the other and seeing where it takes us.
Right, and that is the subject of this podcast, the broad umbrella under which all of our particular topics are going to fall. So maybe we should just talk a little bit about what we mean by rhetoric and how technology applies to that.
Okay, so rhetoric. So we could do this in a really boring manner and talk about like Aristotle and Kenneth Burke.
No.
And okay.
Okay, well, we could say rhetoric is a really old discipline, right, that we're trying to bring into the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
you know, by thinking about ways that rhetoric intermingles with technology.
Did you by any chance watch the vice presidential debate?
Yes.
What did you think about Joe Biden's laughing?
Oh, I loved it.
why did you love it?
Because it was a form of language that was, it wasn't wholly articulate, but it still signified a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a way of him sort of expressing feeling about what his opponent was saying while not actually saying anything at all.
Okay, nice. Now, I'd imagine there are some people out
Plus
there
it
who
was
probably...
hilarious.
Right, it was.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
It was pretty good, but I saw a lot of people who were pretty upset by that laughter,
yeah.
who thought it was like inappropriate, you know, a violation of,
right,
of political decorum.
Right.
Yeah, all this stuff. So, right, like right there, you've got sort of a rhetorical issue. Is that laughter
sure.
something that was appropriate and helped make Biden an even more likable dude, or was it just a revelation of what sort of a rude person he is and
right.
not qualified to be a VP.
So basically what you're saying, I think, is that if that's a form of rhetoric, what you're saying is that rhetoric is a way of expressing anything in any form.
Everything.
It's just everything.
Everything is rhetoric. But really, I mean, we do. There's a lot of people in our department who teach from a book called Everything's an Argument. So a lot of things are on the table with rhetoric. So it could be Biden's laughter. It could be Paul Ryan's haircut.
So basically, the broadness of that definition tells us that rhetoric isn't something that's just limited to people who speak publicly or who are on the national stage. It's something that everybody uses in their everyday life, too, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, I'm looking here, Holland. I see you just revealed that you have some Frankenstein earrings. Why the choice of those earrings? Why not kitty cat earrings or something?
I have kitty cat earrings.
Okay, you do have kitty cat. Why the Frankenstein earrings today?
Because I love Halloween, and it's October, and I like creepy, cute things.
Okay. Are you trying to, like, convey anything to anyone else by wearing those earrings rather
like
than the kitty cats?
I like these earrings.
I can imagine someone who had a large collection of Christmas sweaters, but Halloween earrings.
Right. That's a very different person.
So you're you know, by anticipating this holiday, right? I mean, here it is, what, October? But, you know, you're foreshadowing this holiday a few weeks in advance, maybe trying to, even if it's just pumping yourself up emotionally by knowing that you can get your Frankenstein earrings on. There's a certain sort of self-persuasion there.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
I mean, you are writing a dissertation on the Gothic, right?
I am, yeah, so that's sort of part of my ethos.
There you go,
is what you're saying. Anyway, should we talk about the way you look?
we could. Or maybe we
fair
shouldn't.
Fair is fair.
Yeah.
Let's. So in a way, this is going to be a podcast about rhetoric in everyday life and everyday practice. And I think that that's where technology comes in, right? Mm-hmm. Because technology is something that most, if not all of us, are familiar with. Maybe we should go over what we mean when we say technology.
Yes.
So it's not just computers or hovercrafts. That's where I went.
That's another good one. Yeah.
Or the internet or iPods, iPads or whatever. It's not just machines, right? It's anything from pencils to computers to cars. So, like, your glasses are a form of technology?
They are.
Yeah.
They are indeed.
Because they help you to see.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
My contact lenses are a form of technology in the same
right.
way.
You could even argue potentially that not only our glasses and contacts, but our eyes are a form of technology. There is a certain sort of apparatus that helps us interact with the world around us
in
a certain way.
And take in information, perceive information, and create information in turn. So technology can change your experience of the world or has a really profound effect on it,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm. So if anything, we've made our definitions of rhetoric and technology more vague in this discussion. To bring things to some sort of point then, let's say this. We're starting this podcast with a generous conception of both terms. Rhetoric is more than just a traditional discipline or the persuasive use of words. Technology is more than just complex digital machines, so that we leave no stones unturned as we look for how rhetoric and technology are working together in future episodes of this podcast. We'll be learning what these terms mean and how they might be speaking to each other, along with those of you listening. Okay, so let's preview some of the specific topics that we're going to be addressing in this podcast in the upcoming year. We are going to be doing a podcast on sharing.
We're also going to do a podcast on reading, the practice of reading and how it interacts or is aided by technology.
Yeah, so we think about with sharing all sorts of technologies.
We were also going to talk a little bit about sharing writing, mm-hmm. sharing, oversharing on the internet. So things that people are engaged in. I mean, most people, if they don't have a blog, they probably have a Kindle or some kind of e-reader, or just read things on the internet, right? I mean,
right?
You know, reading articles on the internet.
Well, that's probably enough for now. We'll talk about the procrastinating podcast later. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. I haven't really worked on it yet, so.
So who's our audience for this podcast, Hala?
Our podcast is aimed towards anyone who's really interested in the way that technology affects everyday life. So we're going to be traveling from ideas into the practical. So we're going to start out with maybe some kind of lofty ideas or some conceptual things. But we really want to take those into and identify ways that those ideas work in everyday practice. So really, our aim is to appeal to people with a more academic interest in rhetoric and technology, but also to people who are practically engaged in the kind of ideas that we're going to be talking about.
So we want to leave our audience, like the key terms we're using, somewhat open. We can say this for sure. If you're a scholar, student, or professional interested in rhetoric's technological aspects or technology's rhetorical aspects, we've got something for you, and we plan to approach these episodes thoughtfully and rigorously. And even if you aren't, we'll aim to make this podcast sufficiently accessible and fun so that, if you're willing to give us a chance, you'll find something interesting here. We aim to persuade.
So yeah, we just want this to be fun and accessible, right, and interesting.
So look for our first full episode coming up online in
January.
January 2013. We're going to have fun. We hope you're going to have fun.
So follow us on Twitter at Zeugma Podcast. That's Zeugma Podcast. Look us up on Liberated Syndication. Our web address there is dwrlpodcast.libsyn.com. And tune in for Zeugma, coming to an internet near you this spring.
We'll see you soon.